Hi, this is Annapurna from The Word Elephant. Who is your best friend? Would you help your best friend when he or she are in need? Well, here's a beautiful story from mythology about the friendship of Lord Krishna and Sudama. So Krishna and Sudama were childhood friends in Vrindavan. In fact, they were best friends. And they grew up together as they played, laughed, stole butter, milk and ghee, and played with all the gopikas. It was a fun and blissful childhood. As Krishna grew up and circumstances led him to become the king of Dwaraka, he shifted there. Sudama, hailing from a poor Brahmin family, continued to stay in Vrindavan, got married, and he also had children. Sudama was so poor that they hardly could make ends meet. Sometimes they went to bed without food to eat. One day, Sudama's wife told him, "Listen, why don't you go and meet Lord Krishna in Dwaraka? I'm sure he will help you out. After all, you both were best friends," she said. Sudama was not so sure. They were friends, of course, but now the distance between them was too much. It had been many years since they met, and now Krishna was the king of Dwaraka. Mighty, wise, just king who had many, many important things to do. Would it be right to go and disturb him with his small, trivial, day-to-day problems? Sudama was not so sure about this. Finally, after his wife's insistence, he left to Dwaraka. As he stepped out of the house, his wife gave him a cloth pouch full of puffed rice. Krishna's favorite. "What? Puffed rice?" Sudama said. "I am not so sure if Krishna will still like this," he said. He wasn't sure if he had to carry it, but he tied it to his dhoti on his side near his waist and left anyways. After days of walking, it was a long journey after all, Sudama finally reached Dwaraka. Oh, it was a magnificent city, beautiful, green with flowering and fruit trees, huge houses, wide roads. He was so taken in by the beauty of the city. He reached the palace and stood outside stunned at the opulence of it all. Krishna's guards started asking him questions, and Sudama meekly tried to explain. But before he could even finish his sentence, Krishna rushed outside to the palace gates, like he always knew that Sudama would be coming that day. It was a magical moment as the two friends embraced and wept in happiness. Krishna washed Sudama's weary and hurting feet and wiped them and caressed them, much to Sudama's embarrassment. And a lovely reunion of the friends followed. They spoke, they laughed. Although Sudama was initially shy and scared, Krishna's warmth and love made him so comfortable that before he realized it, they were transported to their childhood the Vrindavan days all over again. Soon it was time for a royal feast, and after a lovely, delicious lunch, they sat down to chat some more. Sudama kept remembering the pouch of puffed rice that was at his waist, but he wasn't sure anymore. He was too embarrassed to give the king of Dwaraka an old cloth pouch full of puffed rice. Krishna noticed him feeling the pouch near his waist and asked him, "Hey, Sudama, what is it that you're touching from that time? Show me what it is." nothing, Krishna. It's nothing, nothing at all, said Sudama. Come on, Sudama. You are hiding something from me. What is it? You better show me, said Krishna, playfully tugging at Sudama's waist. Finally, Sudama relented and opened up the pouch for Krishna to see. What? You got me puffed rice and waited for so long to give it? Said Krishna, and he immediately opened it and started eating the puffed rice, savoring every bite. By dusk, they hugged each other in tight embrace as Sudama left for home. He knew that he didn't do what his wife had asked him to do in the first place. After all, he had come here to ask his friend for help. But Sudama just could not get himself to ask Krishna for help and finally decided that he wouldn't. He decided, no, I'm not going to trouble him with my problems. And Sudama decided that he won't ask Krishna for any help. He now had to think of something to tell his wife. He started walking towards home, lost in thought. But his heart was full of joy at having met his friend, who was still as humble and kind as ever. After days of walking, Sudama reached home. But wait, where was his hut? And why was there a huge, magnificent palace in its place? He was bewildered and stood rooted to the ground. And his wife came running as she laughed in joy. She was dressed in beautiful clothes and their children were too. Sudama realized it was Krishna's doing. He had no words as he walked into his home to lead the rest of his life in comfort, doing good deeds in Krishna's name. The end. I hope you like this little story of a beautiful friendship. I'll see you soon. Thank you.